Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, we've done several previous episodes of Eyes on Success about AIRA and the services they offer, but there's so much going on there, and their services have been extending so much recently that we thought it was time for an update.
We'll speak with Janine Stanley, Explorer Community Manager and Brand Ambassador for AIRA, about how the service works, new ways to use AIRA, and much more, including how they're continuing to expand their list of access locations, where their highly trained agents can provide free assistance to people with vision loss through the use of their smartphones. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Janine Stanley.
If you are thinking about trying AIRA and you're just not sure, well, we have a 7-day free trial. And you will download the AIRA app and provide us with a little bit of information to get you signed in. And then you'll choose that 7-day free trial offer. And that will give you a taste of what AIRA is. And as you're thinking about that offer and when you invoke it, think about a few tasks that you'd like to do with AIRA. Maybe things that you kind of think your family might be tired of you asking them about, or little jobs that you've been putting off. Oh, I need to read through that big stack of mail. This is great to see exactly how AIRA works.
And you'll never know how much you might like it unless you try it.
That's right.
And the rest of this episode explains why you might want to try AIRA and how you can get it.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired, offering the 2019 New Venture Business Competition to help blind entrepreneurs turn their ideas into actual startups. More information and submission criteria are at www.hadley.edu/NVC.
And if you're interested in having an audio promotional item for your organization or service appear in the show, send a note to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Let's start by meeting Janine.
I'm Janine Stanley, and I am the Explorer Community Manager and Brand Ambassador for AIRA.
And what does that mean?
Well, that means that I am the person who is the public face of taking care of our Explorer community. And for AIRA, our customers are called Explorers. And so anytime we use the word Explorer coming up here, that means our customers. So I take care of the customers, answer questions, work with folks on social media, a whole host of things, including our podcast, which is called AIRAcast.
Presumably, you can identify with some of these situations that the other explorers run into because you are also blind?
I am. I have been totally blind for over 30 years now, and I have been an explorer since 2017, so I've kind of seen the company and the service grow from that point. And so I am a pretty enthusiastic explorer.
So this is not the first episode that we've done about AIRA because it's such a cool app and, you know, we figure people will be interested, and because it keeps changing, we keep updating the information. For anyone who didn't listen to the earlier shows, can you explain the name?
Sure, absolutely. Well, AIRA, and we pronounce it AIRA. I know many screen readers say AIRA, but AI stands for artificial intelligence, and RA stands for remote assistance.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is AIRA, where it came from, what it is, how to use it, and where it's going.
Many of our listeners are undoubtedly familiar with AIRA and the services they offer, but for those that aren't, can you give us a brief overview of what AIRA does?
Certainly. Well, IRA is a visual interpreting service. So what our agents do is very similar to what a sign language interpreter would do. There are many visual things around us, of course, that we would like to know about, but maybe are a little uncomfortable asking, or there are things that we need to know about that are not accessible to us. And having that visual interpreter, that person within your phone, using your phone camera to kind of interpret the world for you, is certainly something that hasn't really been done before in the way that IRA is doing it.
So essentially, people get a human agent on the other end of their smartphone to help them with visual tasks, because this human can see through the person's phone what's going on around them.
Exactly. And the other key there is that that agent has some special training. So it's a little bit more than a volunteer. The agents know the language of orientation and mobility, for example. So they know what an up curb is for all of our guide dog users. And just small things like that. They're very fluent at directions and giving directions.
So IRA has been around for some time now. And as you stated in the beginning, you've been using it for several years yourself. When did it actually start?
IRA actually began in 2015. It was one of those brave new inventions that, you know, we thought, all right, there's a camera, there's a phone, there's a blind person. Why are we not doing this? And Suman Kanaganti, who's our CEO, he wanted to provide quality assistance for people because after meeting a blind person and becoming friends with them, he saw that as the one barrier that really keeps us from doing what we want to do is simply access to information.
And I guess initially it must have started out pretty small and you had to spread the word about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, people were skeptical. They thought, wow, you know, is this really going to work? And the company grew from, you know, the simple concept to using Google Glass. And then we moved to a different type of smart glasses called Astria glasses. And then we moved to the Horizon kit, which is a pair of glasses with a central camera, and that allows the agent to see a lot more, allows the person to be able to do a lot more with just a dedicated controller phone rather than their own iPhone. So their smartphone is free, basically, for their own use, rather than being tied up with an agent call.
And then is using the camera on your regular smartphone another option?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, that's probably the easiest way to use IRA right now is through your own smartphone and using either a lanyard or a chest mount like you might use for a camera or just holding the phone. You can just use your smartphone.
Can you give us some examples of situations where people might avail themselves of the IRA services? How is it used by people?
Certainly. Well, there are as many uses for IRA as there are people. I can say that as there are explorers, but we have things from very what we would think of as simple tasks, like maybe reading your mail or reading a notice that your apartment complex puts on your door that is never accessible. And let's say maybe your apps that you might use for OCR, like Seeing AI or some of the other great apps out there, they're just not getting it. You know, they're just not able to read that. That's when you might pull up IRA. You may even do it before that, because one thing about IRA is the efficiency. It's just so much more efficient to pull up IRA and have them read it. We have everything from that to the great big spectacular things. We had an explorer get married and had IRA at his wedding. And he did that as an IRA live session, which is something that we have within the app where you can listen to an explorer and an agent going live and doing things, describing television programs. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. And every night this season, every episode, I have had an agent describing it, and I've gone live so that other people can listen to that as well. And so that's kind of fun. Probably the best one I heard recently was a mother who has IRA and is an explorer. She had told her son to do his homework, And she had a feeling he wasn't doing it. And she was able to position the camera and caught him. The agent was able to tell her very discreetly, no, he's playing games. So, yeah.
Caught red-handed.
Little things like that, yeah, that are really important, I think.
So I guess there are many uses for this, and it's just a matter of how creative you can be.
Absolutely.
Can you elaborate on this live feature where it sounds like multiple people can listen to one agent describing something?
Let's say you have a group of blind people and maybe you're going to the zoo. And if one of you has Aira, the rest of the folks can download the app prior to and click on that live button down in the bottom row of buttons, and they can select your session and the Aira agent can describe everything for everybody in the group. There were some people who did this during the holiday season. They took a group of their friends and went out walking to see holiday lights, and the agent was able to describe to everybody, which is pretty cool, actually.
That's pretty cool. And then only one person has to pay for the minutes.
Right, exactly. And actually, you brought up something interesting because Aira, you can actually share minutes with somebody. So say you actually wanted to use Aira and you wanted to use a little more than just our introductory plan, but you weren't sure you could afford it. If you have a friend, you can split the cost of that and share minutes, which is a great way to get what you need. And the both of you can actually benefit.
So maybe you can walk us through the Aira experience. Say I'm hanging around and all of a sudden I decide that there's something I'd like to see and maybe I could use some sighted assistance. How does the process work? What do I do and what happens?
Sure. So you're going to first download the app, and you can download that from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, or you can go to our website. We have a link, aira.io/app. APP, and that will give you information on downloading the app as well. So once you have that downloaded, you're going to open it up and it will ask you to sign in. So you will then sign into the app, and we're just going to ask you for a little bit of information initially. And from that point on, you will simply hit the Call Aira from Phone button. And once you tap that, you're going to hear some of our famous music, and it will say connecting to agent. Connecting to agent. And then the agent will be looking out of your back-facing camera on your phone when you connect to the agent. And depending on where you are and what you're doing, using headphones or not, you can experiment with that. But the agent is right there and is going to talk to you about whatever you want to look at visually. If you want to walk around your block, that's great. If you want the agent to read something to you, they will tell you how to position the camera, and then they're going to describe to you whatever it is you need.
And what is the availability of the agents? Is it a quick process to get an agent? Are they available 24/7?
They are available 24/7, yes. And that is in the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And it takes up to about 90 seconds. It usually doesn't take that long to get an agent on the phone. So within, you know, I would say 30 seconds at the very most, you will have somebody on the line with you.
Now, all the countries you mentioned have our primary language as English. Does Aira work in other languages?
We have some agents who do speak other languages, but primarily we do work in English. We have had explorers who wanted to know, say they wanted something read, maybe in Spanish or in Mandarin. Yes, we had to look for an agent with those capabilities. And luckily, our agent community is so talented and has such a vast range of experience that we oftentimes do have a person that can meet that need.
I understand you've been expanding the number of locations where Aira is available to users, and the venue is responsible for the cost?
That's correct. Our Aira Access locations are places where you can get Aira free. And these are businesses, these are airports, these are transit systems. But basically, when you have downloaded the Aira app, and you have set yourself up with the app, then when you enter that business, you'll get a little message on your phone and a lovely little chime that says you are in an IRA free access location and you can use the app completely free.
And why that's so different from the other model is that normally you have subscriptions where people pay basically for minutes.
That's correct. That's correct. And if you want to, say, use IRA in your home, then you would be paying for a subscription plan. So if anybody remembers the old way we used to pay for cell phone minutes, that's similar to what IRA does.
And what this means for the client, of course, as you said, if one can't afford a subscription to IRA, these services are available for free in any of these access locations. And since the app is free, it makes it very easy for people to try out.
Absolutely.
Where can people find these free access locations?
For example, nationwide, the Walgreens chain of drugstores are free IRA access locations. All of the AT&T stores are IRA access locations. If you are in the Northeast, Wegmans Supermarket is an IRA access location. And we are working on more and more and more of these as time goes on. There are many airports around the country that are IRA free access locations.
And you mentioned mass transit. The Boston area mass transit just picked it up.
Yes, they did. They are doing a pilot project for the next 6 months where if you ride the T in Boston, you have free IRA access. And I think for a lot of us, that whole adventure of riding public transit is a giant stress. Is the bus coming? Is that the bus I want? Did that bus just pass me by? And now you've got in the Boston area, at least, and we're hoping for many other places around the country, you've got that person looking out for you, and you're working with that agent who can tell you exactly when the bus is coming, what bus is pulling up, what's the situation you're walking into as you hear that construction equipment in front of your train station that you need to get into. You're going to be able to learn about that through the agent and then figure out the route to go to best safely get you in there.
How would somebody find out where the free access locations are?
In the app, we have a section that will show you all of the IRA access locations near you. And if you're going to a different area, you can look up in the app whether there are access locations near you where you're going. And as we expand this whole IRA access program, we're going to look at, you know, whole sections of cities that may be accessible. And the possibilities are endless, but it really takes the stress out of some of those public things and makes it a lot more fun to go to things like public events, just to travel on your daily commute to work. If you have to go on a plane, much, much less stressful.
And this is an exciting new business model for IRA because you started out initially as solely a subscription service, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And we do have other IRA access offers besides just going to places. We have a small business offer thanks to QuickBooks and Intuit. And this is for anyone who owns and operates a small business. If you're doing a task related to your small business, maybe you're going through inventory or you're preparing some visual advertising, something like that, you can call up IRA and invoke the small business offer. And if you don't know how to do that, we're happy to help you. We've got support staff that's happy to explain that offer to you and how you can get involved. Also, if you have difficulty with your screen reader, JAWS has been wonderful about giving free access to help out when that screen reader freezes or something goes wrong and you need an agent to get you out of a bind and get you back on track and going again.
So you are engaging more and more companies then in offering these services for free for people who want to avail themselves of IRA.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we continue to work on that part of making IRA the go-to whenever you need this kind of accessibility and making that something that's available to everybody.
Now, also currently, Ira works with human assistants that are remotely located, that are seeing what the blind person sees through their phone or through their camera, and they can help them. But they're all human. And I understand you're working on several AI initiatives to have AI do some of this work.
We are, and I don't want to, you know, scare anybody into thinking that you'll be talking to a robot anytime soon, but we are very lucky to have Amarud Kaul, who is the gentleman who worked on probably the most popular blindness-related app in the world, Seeing AI. He is part of our staff, and Amarud is working on all manner of things. But for example, if you have a Horizon controller, which is the phone that you use with the Ira Horizon glasses, that phone can read text now. And that is all done through artificial intelligence, through AI. It's our assistant whose name is Chloe. And right now she can read text. For example, if you point her at a sign and you ask her to read, she can read that sign, read a document, etc. And so that's just the start of what we have planned. We have also acquired the Seeing Eye GPS product. And so you are going to be seeing some things from Honorad and his team, hopefully in the near future, involving GPS and some artificial intelligence to help out that. We never want to take the human touch out of Ira because it's a very important part of the connection. But there are a lot of things that we can also give you that one device to rule them all and also free up your smartphone if we can.
And you talked about the training of the agents. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, our agents do go through a pretty rigorous training process, and they look at all sorts of different disciplines, from audio description to orientation and mobility to a little bit about how guide dogs work, and not to mention just hours and hours and hours of listening to Explorer calls, watching the videos that go with those calls, and learning how to describe things. It takes a lot to be an agent. We had thousands of people last year apply to be agents, and we selected very few of them. So it's quite a process to become an agent, and quite an honor to be chosen as one. We are always recruiting for new agents. So if you know someone who is extremely good at describing things and really has that blindness sense, you know, Nancy, I'm sure you'd be a great agent, actually. But you can check out our website.
We've interviewed a number of students, and they run into special circumstances between reading whatever the professor or the teacher puts on the board to getting around a complicated campus. Do you have anything geared towards students?
We do. In fact, Ira has run and will be announcing again probably this year. We're working on that right now. A program for students, especially, and these are scholarships. But we also have things like our introductory plan for students, where if you're on a tight budget, you can get 30 minutes of Ira a month for only $29. Actually, it rounds up to $29.99. And if your campus happens to be an Ira Access location, then your service is free. But we have a lot of students who are using Ira, and they're using it for a lot of different things in the college experience.
So you've talked about lots of new initiatives at Ira, finding partnerships with more access points, new ways of using AI, novel ways of using the service. What else might people look forward to in the future that you can tell us about?
Oh, goodness. Well, certainly some improvements to the experience with Android devices. We're working hard on those. And so you can look for more and more of those advancements to come. We are really, really working on the access locations. That's a priority right now. But we really also want people to try the service. And please give it a try. Take advantage of that 7-day free trial. It's something that's never been done in the community before. And I think that a lot of folks say, oh, well, that's nice, but I have my family. But once you try it, I think you will find, you know, the efficiency factor and some of the other just great things. Our agents are very friendly people. I just think it will change your life.
Now, for this week's final item, how to learn more about IRA, how to contact them, and how to listen to Janine Stanley's radio program and podcast.
So if people want to find out more about IRA, perhaps test it out, where would you send them?
You can visit our website. We have a ton of information there, and that is www.ira.io. We have an 800 number where you can call and talk to some of our good customer service people. They can explain things to you and how the service works and what you're going to need to do. And that number is 1-800-835-1934.
And do you have a social media presence?
Oh, do we have a social media presence? Yes, we do. Well, for those of you who like Twitter, we are on Twitter, and we are at IRAIO, that's A-I-R-A-I-O, all one word, and that is twitter.com/IRAIO. We are also on Facebook, and we invite you to like our public page and check it out. That is facebook.com/IRAIO, all one word, AIRA.IO. And for those of you who love YouTube, we are also on YouTube, and that is youtube.com, all together now, /IRAIO. And come there and check out our videos.
So do these videos include sample sessions so people can get a feel for what one might be like?
They do. They do. And all of our videos also have captions and are completely accessible with audio description.
You have your own radio program. How would people find that?
Well, I am a part of the Main Menu broadcast team with ACB Radio. So you can also hear me on Main Menu with ACB Radio. We are on every other Friday at 9. Then you will be hearing me as part of the IRAcast. I'll be hosting and producing that. That'll be coming back. And the IRA Monthly Explorer Call. And the next one of those is going to be on Wednesday, June 19th.
And of course, we'll have links to all of those resources and the contact information you just heard about in our show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 1923. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about how you can format your Word documents using a screen reader. The visual appearance of documents that you create can have a big impact on how they are received by others. We'll talk with David Kingsbury, assistive technology instructor at the Carroll Center for the Blind, about his new book that describes how Word can be used with a screen reader to format documents most effectively. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at Eyes on Success or Twitter at _EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.